It's a fantastic summer of sport ahead. It only means to tell you that. World Cup finals, got Wimbledon, the Tour de France, French Open is just round the corner. But none of those things sadly help with filling Norwich City pages over these weeks. This is the trickiest time, I would say, to consider we have to find 2-page leads every day on the football club, or even back pages. You're in this situation where most of the players are on holiday. The club will keep most things to themselves. So we don't. We have to work quite hard to get anything from them. And you're really hooked on speculation and those outside the club, and it's tricky to make that interesting. Twice a day for 6 weeks. I mean, even when they get into once the pre-season friendly starts, it tends to get slightly easier. Then we're almost in our pre-season and things tend to warm up a bit. Plus, of course, the transfer speculation steps up a gear as well. But I suppose, as Mr. Worthington once said, this is a period when everyone's on holiday. And there we go. So, while our supporters tend to get a fair amount of stick at this time of the year for some of the things that end up in the paper, maybe speculation-wise, we're trying our best. Honest to God, I don't need to beg, but that's the way it is. And we'll see how many of them we get right, because there's a few flying around at the moment in terms of transfer speculation. And we'll see if we hit the target. Once will do. I think that's my record. Once a summer. Which, considering you're writing that many stories, is probably not great, but I'll take it. I'll take it, damn it. And of course, the other point on top of that is the fact that we don't make anything up. Honest. I've never once sat down at my desk and thought, right, I need to link someone here. I'm going to conjure something up out of thin air, honestly, and I won't do it. So, there you go. For me, Cardiff and Inter at the weekend. There you go, put your money on it now.